What's up, y'all? My name is Mo Mitch, and I am the host of In The Moment. Brand new episodes released every Tuesday morning. I believe in laughing through pain, and I give you a lot of opportunities to laugh at mine.
We're being honest here. Who am I to judge Lauren London? Even if she did have a baby 2 years after they broke up. My ex had a baby with another guy while we were still together.
Bruh.
Wait for me to die. She ain't even wait for us to break up.
I'm 100% transparent on my podcast every time. I use my personal experiences to hopefully help you navigate through yours. So yeah, you're gonna laugh till it hurts, but you might also learn something.
But if you're loving on somebody who has been abused, keep this in mind. There are things that can happen to you as a grown man that'll trigger that abuse you faced as a child, and it'll make you a child again. As a man, I ran from that.
Listen to In The Moment on Acast or wherever you get your podcast.
The Burt Show.
Abby and I are discombobulated this morning. I'm usually at the station 15, 20 minutes before the show starts and realize I got in the parking lot and realized I got nothing to eat the whole morning. I can't do that. I can feel my sugar levels like lowering and I would be a mess in 2 hours. So I run home, come back. Luckily, now I live close enough to the radio station. So that's how my day in studio starts. And Abby comes in here and Kristen immediately noticed there's something a little bit off.
Well, I didn't even notice until like 5 seconds before Kristen. I got into the studio. I was the first one in here, which is not normal. And I look down and I go, those are my pockets outside of my pants. And I'm like, you know, there's no one's going to notice. I'm sitting down. Nobody can see me below the belt. But I'm like, I am the first one here and I got 10 minutes. I probably should make a change about that. So I scurried off to the bathroom conveniently at the exact same time that Kristen was walking in, also early. So I went in and I did a little switcheroo.
Your pants were on backwards.
No, they're inside out.
Inside out. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, they're black, so you can't really tell. They're black joggers. So I saw them on the floor and I was like, I think those are clean. Let me throw them on real quick.
She was walking out as I was walking in and I could see her pockets like, whee! And I'm like,
Mickey ears.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, I think homegirl's got her pants on inside out. I have to tell her when she gets back in the studio. But then she came back in the studio with them the right way on. And I was like, were your pants inside out?
Nobody peeped it.
And you only saw me for like a half second. So you were very observant. Yeah.
All right. So yesterday we couldn't get all these in. Mm-hmm. And we knew when Kristen started this specifically this week, this was going to take at least 2 segments because things are so out of hand at youth sports games now.
Yes. I do a series called The Dark Side. And I found an article from Complex. The 13 worst parents in youth sports history.
You missed some good ones yesterday, but you can catch those on our podcast.
Yeah, if you want to hear about the irate dad that bit off part of a coach's ear, a dentist turns his son's football helmet into a weapon, the dad gives his daughter gives his daughter's team advantage by shining a laser pointer into the opposing goalie's eye, and the mom that used her rack to distract an opposing team's parents.
Mom of the year.
Yeah, you can catch all those from yesterday's show on our podcast.
I think the final two should actually be legalized in sports.
I see nothing wrong.
All right, this one. A dad's attempt to poison his son's teammate somehow goes awry. Sick of his son being bullied by a 12-year-old teammate. 12. Jerome Breland poisoned him. Breland did so by adding Epicac to a water bottle and then encouraged his son to give it to the troublesome colleague at practice.
Now, does an Epicac make you puke or make you poop?
It makes you vomit, and if given the wrong dose, can kill you.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's not fun.
If his plan went off without a hitch, Breland would have induced vomiting, it said teammate. If it went off with a hitch, Breland would have accidentally killed the kid.
Man, that's a large berth of different things that can happen.
At first, the plan was a rousing success as the kid naively drank from the bottle without even beginning to suspect someone's father had poisoned it. But not long after, other kids on the team began drinking from the same bottle.
Oh, man, he took out the whole team. Wow.
At that point, practice had to be canceled because it's hard to keep going when 8 of your players are being frantically rushed to the hospital. It didn't take long to figure out what Breland had done because obviously the guy's not exactly a criminal mastermind. His sentence was 6 months house arrest and a year of community service.
For poisoning kids?
Yeah. Oh, my
8
God.
Kids, just stay home. That's most people's, like, dream. That's not a sentence.
Right.
Stay home on the couch for the next couple of months.
Well, he should have been in prison.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, your next story. A cop pays a little leaguer to peg another little leaguer.
Wait, peg?
Uh-huh. Hit him with the baseball.
Oh, that's not the peg and I was thinking
of. That's not the peg and I was thinking of either.
Okay. No. It's the one I was.
back where I come from.
All right, so, okay, hit him with a baseball.
Peg him with a baseball.
How about hit him with a baseball?
Have y'all never heard peg somebody with a baseball?
I've heard peg him.
Yeah, the definition has changed quite a bit over the years.
Well, you and I, Mo.
I'm with you.
We're on this one.
The two dirty minds over there.
Right. There you go. All right, Pennsylvania police officer Sean Patrick Phillips, while on duty, approached a 10-year-old on his elementary school grounds. So this is one of those school cops, okay? He's on the school grounds, approaches a kid, offers him $2 to being another 10-year-old kid.
Bean, that's fine.
Since $2 is a lot to a 10-year-old, the kid did it. And as a man with integrity, Officer Phillips returned to the school 4 days later to fulfill his side of the business transaction and ponied up his $2.
Wow.
He then got caught when he was ratted out by a janitor, he told for some reason. Perhaps the janitor was alarmed by a grown man soliciting a kid on school grounds. Continuing to use the type of judgment that landed him in this situation in the first place, Officer Phillips rejected a plea deal that would have let him off with probation and instead got a sentence of 3 to 23 months.
Damn.
Oh,
damn. Because that was a cheap pegging.
And your last one. A man obsesses over an opposing coach and starts his own team. Unhappy that his son wasn't succeeding in the dog-eat-dog world of preteen baseball. Robert San Filippo pulled his son off of the traveling team, the Long Island Infernos, in order to play for the Long Island Vengeance. In order to field the best 10-year-old team money could buy, San Filippo posted $50,000 of his own money to build a team around his son. Then, San Filippo began sending harassing messages from a burner phone to the Infernos coach, John Reardon. Not sufficiently satisfied with texting, San Filippo upped the ante, began taking pictures of Reardon's house, his son, his wife. Still not satisfied, San Filippo texted Reardon saying he was going to pick his son up at school. At that point, Reardon began to think of who would do this and came up with one culprit, San Filippo, who was arrested for stalking.
12-year-olds, right?
Wow.
10-year-olds.
It's just Little League.
The Burt Show.
Breaking up is hard to do.
Finally, he told me that he wasn't ready to get married.
The day before.
We were supposed to get married.
And when a breakup sounds more like true crime than a true love story, they come on the Breakup Breakdown to talk about it. We cover everything from lies. It
took me years to figure out what happened. The lies about having cancer.
To cheating.
His hand was up her skirt.
And everything in between.
I can't do this crazy throuple thing.
Hear the latest gossip from the couples you've never heard of.
Drama after drama after drama.
And we break down this week's breakup only on the Breakup Breakdown podcast.